Now, I've talked on and on about how phenomenal the XY series was, from the most consistent animation of any Pokemon series to introducing some of the most goated characters of all time. It makes sense why the series has such a large fan base. But why is it that whenever people bring up their favorite character from XY, Bonnie is never a part of that discussion? When I would argue, Bonnie was the anchor of the entire main XY cast, the one holding everything together and the true hero within the series. And if you think that's a joke, just keep watching and your brain neurons will start to awaken. My name is Pokey and this is Why is Bonnie so underrated? Now, what frustrates me the most when I talk about XY with my buddies is that no one brings up how goated Bonnie was during the series. Like, don't get me wrong, I get it. Ash was arguably the best he's ever been, Alon being an anti-hero was so intriguing, while Serena's character was just a huge 180 to the typical Pokégirl format. To put it simply, the XY cast was stacked, which I believe heavily overshadows how well written Bonnie was during the run of the show. Now, we're going to split this video into three different categories to understand how criminally underrated Bonnie is, with the first one being her literal existence. Okay, to be a little more specific, her being good at being a literal child. One thing that shows and movies almost never get right is how a child normally acts. Most of the time, they make the child either overly smart or just straight up obnoxious. These traits are just an immediate turnoff for the viewer because now they have to deal with the character's horrible traits for the rest of the series. And it's also funny how there's one character that fits that entire description. Dear gosh, you are a disappointment. But here's where the big twist comes in. Bonnie completely spit on those rules and did what everyone wanted. A kid acting like a normal child. Bonnie throughout the show just acts like a normal kid, from being curious to seeing every single Pokemon she meets, to gassing up her own brother as a sibling does from time to time, and just being grumpy sometimes. This is how a child should normally act in a show. When you're a kid, you're still learning about the world and you're constantly looking for things to do while also having a ton of energy. This is how a child should normally act in a show. When you're a kid, you're still learning about the world and you're constantly looking for things to do while also having a ton of energy. Hyping up your brother, normal. Being grateful for the little things in life, normal. And Bonnie checks all those boxes. She isn't afraid to show how she really feels. She expresses all kinds of different emotions and tells the genuine truth. Like those brutal 8-year-olds, man, I'm telling you. Kids are known for their honesty and curiosity, and Bonnie showcases all of those traits perfectly. She acts as any kid would to having a pet like Dedenne. All happy, excited, playing with Dedenne in her onesie. Which is just so adorable, by the way. She is a fun character through and through, and they nailed her personality. Every single time, it was fun to have her on screen. I mean, could you imagine what the show would have looked like without Bonnie? I mean, just think about how her presence affects the entire show. Which brings us to our next category, impact. Bonnie was probably the character that had the most impact on the entire show as a whole, for one main reason. During the show, Bonnie bonded with Squishy, which at the time, we didn't know was a Zygarde core. But as the show progressed, we realized how important Zygarde was to the story, unlike, you know, the games. But in short, the savior of the world got controlled by Team Flare and now is going to essentially destroy the entire planet. But luckily, Bonnie uses her Tokno Jutsu to turn Zygarde back to normal. And this was both beautiful and just such a heartwarming moment, man. Because Bonnie, unlike everyone else in the show, isn't a trainer. She doesn't battle or catch Pokemon at all. So she bonded with her Pokemon like how we bond with our animals, by giving them kisses, cuddles, and a bunch of other signs of affection. She is essentially us in a way with how she treated Dedenne and Squishy. And it's because of that, Squishy ends up helping protect them and the world. And just note that if it wasn't for Bonnie's nurturing, Squishy might have stayed controlled forever, and we wouldn't have Sun and Moon or Journeys. We should all be extremely thankful for Bonnie, because her actions essentially saved the entire world, showing that compassion wins over hurt and sorrow. Her positivity saved the entire Pokemon world, and she does not get enough credit for it. And last but not least, and arguably the most important fact yet, is her relationship with her brother. Bonnie throughout the show treated her brother with respect and admiration. Any chance she would get to show off her brother, she would gladly take, as she also wanted him to get a girlfriend. But my man was already taken by science. Bonnie truly cared about Clement, and it showed when Bonnie wanted her very own Pokemon. Clement didn't just shut her down. Bonnie truly cared about Clement, and it showed when Bonnie wanted a Pokemon of her own, and Clement didn't shut her down. She got her a cute and safe Pokemon she could carry in her pouch. Bonnie and Clement is like peanut butter and jelly, and having their dad around as well makes the bunch so much more welcoming and funny. Their family is just so amazing, man. I'd love to just chill with these guys. It's clear that their dad raised these kids right, because both of his kids essentially saved the world, with Clement destroying the ultimate weapon and Bonnie befriending a literal mecha. Their bond is just so refreshing to see, and it shows how amazing a sibling bond could truly be on screen. It doesn't have to be all bickering and yelling or trying to kill each other, but rather just treat each other like normal siblings. And now to answer the ultimate question, question, why is Bonnie so underrated? Now, is Bonnie the perfect character? No, she's not. Even in Pokemon standards, she is not a top character in the entire franchise. But it's not because she is a bad character, but rather because she is so simple. You see, having a kid-like character act like a normal kid in media is so hard to do. But it shouldn't be. The reason it's hard is because people tend to overcomplicate things. So when you take a look at other kid characters in media, she definitely shines. But that's the problem, is that she's just a good, simple kid character. Now, kid-like characters can be important for a story. I'm not saying that. Their lightheartedness and their positivity add so much more to the scenes. And because kids are more fragile, we tend to be more emotional towards them. But that being said, she's not an overly complex character. And although complex characters don't necessarily gravitate towards, you know, being a good character, it means that there's a lot less depth involved. And the tough reality is that there's other characters in this great series. There's Alon, Ash, Serena, Clement, Sawyer. There's just so many of them that they overshadow Bonnie. XY just cooked so hard with their characters that the most simple one didn't really get that much recognition. I'm just glad they got Bonnie's character right and actually portrayed how a kid should act in media. Like, it's about dang time. And just try to imagine what the show would have looked like without Bonnie. It just would feel a lot more empty and dull, honestly. Her fun, active side just made every scene that much more enjoyable to watch. I'm so glad we got Bonnie in this cast of characters, because I don't know what the show would have looked like, but it wouldn't have been as good. I can promise you that. One of the funniest characters in Pokemon history, for sure. And it's just so heartbreaking to see a kid cry, man. That always gets me. Bonnie's squishy song is probably a top 5 emotional moment for me in all of Pokemon, hands down. Her bond with Squishy is so overlooked, man. She befriended a god, essentially, purely because of her positive energy and attitude. And with that being said, we have covered almost every single XY character except for Alon, so be sure to subscribe and hit the bell for notifications so you don't miss out when that video comes out. And subscribing is totally free, so you don't have to worry about that. But guys, what do you think of Bonnie as a character? Do you think she's underrated, overrated, fairly rated? Let me know in the comment section below, as I do read a lot of my comments. But that's all Yuki wrote, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.